Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I am completely, totally, massively energized. Years ago, I would watch a couple hours of television every night, news channel, C-SPAN, just to monitor what the globalists were up to. But the propaganda got so bad and so disgusting, and I got so tired of watching the killers stand up there and pose as our saviors that, for my own sanity, I stopped watching television almost entirely, other than maybe buying a DVD and watching a movie or going out to the movies. So, I mean, I might watch like an hour of television a week. But the last few days, I've been watching the nightly news. And, I mean, every time I do it, it's just incredible. It's how Big Brother's saving us, how wonderful our SWAT teams are, how cameras are going to keep us safe, how world government's good. I mean, the local newscasts are more horrible than the national newscast. And last night they had a local newscast, and hence I found a national newscast. They want to put metal detectors, face scanners in all the malls. And I had remembered how Governor Ridge, even before Homeland Security got funding, I taped a two-hour meeting he had on C-SPAN with all these CEOs in a congressional office building. And he said, to have a job, you'll have a national ID card, and we'll track and trace everything, and you'll have different levels of security clearance to even have most jobs. If you have bad credit, you won't be able to have a job in food service or agriculture or anything because you might be a terrorist. Having bad credit's a mark of terrorism. You've all heard it now in CAPS, too, with the airports. And he went on to say that we're going to then have the bag screeners and people searching you for getting in buses or getting on trains, or then to cross bridges. We'll have toll roads to pay for the security, and it'll be in the malls, and it'll be everywhere. And then now in the last 2 weeks, we've heard, oh, there's going to be, you know, feds on the buses, feds at the bus terminals, feds at the train stations, feds on the trains. And then last night, there I am watching local news, and they say, yeah, Homeland Security's telling the malls they want them to put in, you know, face-scanning cameras, metal detectors, you'll be searched to go in the mall. Because, you know, they foiled some low-grade moron who supposedly told an FBI agent who provocateured him, yeah, we might want to blow the mall up. So now you're going to have to be searched to get in the mall, not just the sports stadium. I mean, it's going to be everything. Everything. But they said, don't worry, this is going to be non-invasive. It's going to be like you know, Total Recall, where you just walk through the scanner and it scans down through your clothes, through your naked body, and there'll be a technician there watching to see if you've got anything suspicious. And Schumer, of course, also yesterday proposed, and the government's worshiping it, to screen all children at birth with Child Protective Services, you know, just to decide whether you can keep your children or not. It already happens if you have any misdemeanors in your background. When they enter your name and Social Security number at the hospital when you have a child, then you get a visit. But now it's going to be everybody. And, of course, Bush has this new program that's been going on in Texas that we told you about over the last few years. And that's New Freedom. Yes, New Freedom. That's where they screen all the elementary and junior high students. Most parents aren't even aware of this. They sit you up in front of a computer and ask you hundreds of questions. By the way, a precursor of this, I had this when I was in high school. Everybody got it at Anderson High. And what, that was about 13 years ago? Yeah, I'm pretty young. 13 years ago, graduating from high school, I had to do it. Parents were never told. They didn't find me to be mentally ill, though, so I didn't have to go on Prozac or Ritalin. But now it's going to be nationwide, all part of the new Soviet, I mean American freedom. So we'll get into this and just so much more. I mean, it's an ultra-massive broadcast. You don't want to miss it. And some guests coming up as well. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit ARCinstitute.com today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in about 22 minutes, we've got some guests coming on about new freedom. You're not against freedom, are you? The initiative they've already had here in Texas and Oregon has a similar program where they screen everyone in the public training centers, the brainwashing camps, for signs of mental illness, and they preemptively order the parents to put the children on Ritalin and Prozac. It's new freedom, my friends. You know, it's freedom is slavery, and war is peace, and ignorance is strength. That's coming up. And then there's an article out of Florida where a cartoonist for the newspaper does cartoons, and then the FBI dropped by and said, your cartoons are lying about Bush. Better watch it. And this is in the Associated Press. It's all part of the new freedom. And also, there's a new teddy bear out that says Bush kills Arab babies, and the FBI's been having to visit them, you know, criticizing the Lord is not accepted. I mean, Bush has said in his own memos, they're above the law. And Bush has said that everybody at Guantanamo are, quote, killers. They don't deserve trials because he says they're all guilty. That sounds like freedom, too. I mean, that's what Saddam did. He would just claim people were evil and have them interned and tortured. So, I mean, if Saddam does it, it must be good for our president to do it. I mean, he was the supreme leader of Iraq. Bush, Gitmo Bay captives are killers. President Bush said Monday that the captives held by the United States in Cuba are killers and terrorists and not prisoners of war. not nice. Bush said he was trying to decide whether the Geneva Convention, the international rules governing the treatment of POWs, cover the suspected terrorist. He heard arguments from the National Security Council on Monday, but made no determination and offered no timetables. Yeah, his appointed National Security Council. It's like, let's see what my 9/11 commission says that I appointed. Oh, they say I did nothing wrong. Well, there you go. I listened to all the legalisms and announced my decision when I make it, he told reporters in the Rose Garden. And it says he was with the Afghan interim leader, Hamid Karzai, the Unocol executive. So, isn't that just precious that, he is the law, Judge Dredd, judge, jury, and executioner. I mean, he's the supreme leader. His own White House says that he's above federal law. And they've always had these executive orders. But, I mean, they've never really tried to go out publicly and say that they're absolute rulers. By the way, that's the very definition of dictatorship, when the leader is the supreme leader and can do nothing wrong and is above all laws. Is the law. I am the law. I am the law. I am God. Look at me. Ha, ha, ha. I'll keep you safe from the terrorists. Never mind, they're all my business partners and I protect them. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, come on, we've got O'Reilly, the ultra-liberal, up there on his show, calling, Iraqis primitives and saying we should just bomb the whole country, pull out and just bomb them, that 98% of them, you know, deserve to die. I mean, I've got the quotes right here on national TV. You know, the same show that's been out promoting torture. I mean, we've become a really sick society. Well, that is, the people they put out there are sick, trying to get us as little social animals to accept it as normal because the big shots say it. Well, if the guy in the $2,000 suit with the $200 tie, O'Reilly says it, looking at the teleprompter, why, it must be okay. He does the power hand gestures, and maybe torture's good. No, if you have a moral compass, you can't be swayed that torture's wrong. Or you've got to accept the fact that maybe Joseph Mengele wasn't so bad after all. I happen to think he was evil, but again, maybe you disagree now. Or maybe you have doublethink in your mind. It's bad when Joseph Mengele tortures people, but, and then trains our own government how to do it, by the way, but don't want to talk about that, do you? But it's okay when our government does it. So Bush, they're killers, and they don't deserve trials, nothing, because they're killers because I say so, he says. But you did fly out their leaders, didn't you? And by the way, in Reichstag, Bush likens terrorists to Nazis. Funny, Hitler blew up the Reichstag, firebombed it to get martial law, fatherland security in Iraq, and, I mean, in Germany, and I got an article here about martial law in Iraq, excuse me. And now Bush is there likening Hitler to the terrorist, which I have to agree with. I mean, your grandfather was business partners with him. Most Nazi money went through his hands even after the war, and I would agree. I mean, it's a good likeness. The terrorists attack us to get our freedom. The Nazis attack to get the Germans' freedom to scare them into submission. You attack to scare us into submission, Bush. Berlin, President George W. Bush stood in the well of Germany's reconstructed Reichstag and called the terrorist groups the United States and its allies are hunting down the new totalitarian threat, and in a clear reference to Hitler, compared them to others who killed in the name of racial purity. Racial purity. The terrorists aren't the, I mean, even if it was radical Muslims doing all this, which it isn't, they're not into racial purity. Your grandfather was, though. Bush's speech under the spectacular glass dome of the Bundestag, in the symbol of a unified Germany, sought to reassure a skeptical audience about his intentions as he pursues his next steps against terrorism. During a news conference, he promised to consult with Germany and other allies before taking action against Iraq. He said, we've got to deal with it. And it was a news conference outdoors, out front of the government building, just a kilometer from the site of a cemetery where 60 years ago the city's Jews were collected for transport to gas chambers. What, to Gitmo? The president's remarks, and the Fuhrer said that they were enemies of the state. He was the supreme Fuhrer. He could do what he wanted to. The president's remarks, the first by any president in the Reichstag building, seemed well-received, although his appearance was punctuated at one point by a demonstration of four members of the former East German Communist Party. See, the left always staging it, so Bush must be conservative. who unveiled a banner that said "Stop your wars" and then marched out. Oh boy, that's very interesting. By the way, I mean, just sealing the facts that Ralph Nader's not very good, folks. By the way, he just had selected his new VP running mate. Just a side issue of elections. The former head of the Socialist Workers Party. Just a side issue on Ralph Nader. A lot of interesting things happening right now. Cheney needs to step aside for the good of Bush and party. James Gannon, former Wall Street Journal writer and now the editor of the Des Moines Register, and he goes through how he worships Cheney, how good Cheney is, but because of all the corruption charges, which none of which are true, of course, he needs to step down for McCain, the Manchurian candidate. You know, we've had his former people who were in prison with him on the air, how day one he turned against him, was a little rat servant, but we get to hear how good he was. And of course, he's a gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting, New World Order minion, but hey, that's the neocons love him. And they're saying, step aside, Lord Cheney, for Lord McCain. Very serious when USA Today has an editorial saying, step down, Cheney. Oh, my goodness. You know, just some positive news, some interesting news. Plus, it looked like a Buck Rogers rocket, didn't it? I should have talked about it yesterday. You know, the government says they don't have any space planes that can fly out of the atmosphere, though it's 40-year-old technology. The Germans had designs for the space shuttle. Do you know that? Wernher von Braun in the 30s was drawing up diagrams of the space shuttle, and they tell us that's our most cutting-edge thing in 2004. But it's well known the government, with its black budget funding, has fleets of black manna and auroras, which are large militarized aircraft with particle beams and hydrogen bombs soaring about in space. But now this little private company shows that with their little rocket plane. Plane soars out of Earth's atmosphere, Associated Press. An ungainly-looking rocket plane punched through the Earth's atmosphere and then glided home to a desert landing Monday in history's first privately financed manned spacecraft, a voyage that could hasten the day when the final frontier is opened up to paying customers. And says the pilot, Mike Melville, took Spaceship One 62.2 miles above Earth, just a little more than 400 feet above the distance considered to be the boundary of space. He was totally in zero G's there, or no gravity, or little gravity. The flight lasted just 90 minutes. The spaceship, with its flat fuselage and spindly white wings, was carried aloft under the belly of a carrier jet. The jet then released the spaceship, and its rocket engine ignited, sending it hurtling towards space at nearly three times the speed of sound. It left a vertical white vapor trail in the brilliant blue sky. Spaceship One touchdown in the Mojave Desert at 8:15 a.m. to cheers and applause. Melville, 63, said seeing the curvature of the Earth was almost a religious experience. It was really an awesome sight, he said. I'd say it's a religious experience, seeing God's creation. It was like nothing I'd ever seen before, and it blew me away. And it only cost $10 million. Dollars, or excuse me, it won the $10 million award for the first privately financed three-seat spacecraft to reach an altitude of 62 miles and repeat the feat within 2 weeks. The three-seat requirement demonstrates that the capacity for paying customers, the quick turnaround between flights demonstrates reusability and reliability. And they didn't spend a lot of money on it. The Spaceship One project was funded by Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen, who said the project cost just a little more than $20 million. So there's some positive news. Huh. Man, this government's got spacecraft. I mean, even Jane's Weapons Publications has got a lot of info on it. I mean, they got spacecraft. They're just incredible. I wish we could see them. I wish they'd bring them out in public. But can't do that. Now we've got to be in this 30-year suppressed technological level that we're going to basically stay in, except for new surveillance systems.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
The sun is getting brighter and the days are getting longer. Summer's just around the corner. What are your plans for it? Fishing, gardening, camping? I'm sure you'll spend more time enjoying the outdoors. And I'm sure the ticks and mosquitoes will spend more time enjoying you. It's not just itching and scratching we have to worry about. Now there's incurable illnesses like Lyme disease and the West Nile virus. DEET is proven to keep the bugs away, but it's also proven to cause brain damage in laboratory animals. That's not a choice I want to make, and I don't have to. Thanks to Natural Answer, available at naturalanswer.com. You'll get a 100% natural, DEET-free insect repellent formulated by a mother concerned with the well-being of her children. Natural Answer remembers our beloved pets as well. Visit naturalanswer.com for your dogs, cats, and livestock too. Make the right choice. Choose all natural, DEET-free Natural Answer for your family this summer. Visit the web at naturalanswer.com or call 254-235-8747. That's 254-235-8747. Call today.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven. Physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself. Protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space. Just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. Wheatgrasskits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. Wheatgrasskits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barleygrass, sprouting, herb, and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, flaxseed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
We've got two guests coming up talking about forced drugging of the entire population, hooking electrodes up to all the children's heads, run and paid for by the drug companies in the schools, who then order your parents to put you on drugs. It's, again, it's new freedom. It's all part of the new freedom. But going on here in Texas, since I was a senior in high school 13, 14 years ago, and they had a different name then, and it's going on in a lot of other states under other names, and again, it's new freedom. If you're against it, you're not for freedom. Bush to screen population for mental illness. President Bush plans to unveil next month a sweeping mental health initiative that recommends screening for every citizen, not just the children, and promotes the use of expensive antidepressants and antipsychotic drugs favored by supporters of the administration. The new Freedom Initiative, according to a progress report, seeks to integrate mentally ill patients fully into the community by providing services in the community rather than institutions, the British Medical Journal reported. So see, the whole system's geared, but then you read deeper into it, it's to find out who might be mentally ill and pre-treat you. Critics say the plan protects the profits of drug companies at the expense of the public. The initiative began with the Bush's launch in April 2002 of the New Freedom Commission on Mental Health, which conducted a comprehensive study of the United States mental health service delivery system. The panel found that despite their prevalence, mental disorders often go undiagnosed, and recommended comprehensive mental health screening for consumers of all ages, including preschool children. Yes, preschool. The commission said each year young children are expelled from preschools and child care facilities for severely disruptive behaviors. See, jumping around and not being disciplined is a mental problem. And they went on to recommend not just psychotropics or amphetamine-type drugs, but antipsychotics for children as young as 12 months. Remember about 3 years ago, the governor of Oregon said that they need to start drugging children at birth and pre-screening mothers who have environmental statistics that would show they might have a mentally ill child. It says schools, the panel concluded, are the key position to screen the 52 million students and 6 million adults who work at the schools. So see, it's not just the criminal justice system you've got to try to stay out of now with all the new crimes, but you've got to go to the thought police for your safety and be investigated. The commission recommended that the screening be linked with treatment and support, which is a militarized arm, including state-of-the-art treatments using specific medications for specific conditions. They have all these dozens of new mental illnesses. The Texas Medication Algorithm Project, or TMAP, was held up by the panel as a model of medication treatment plan that illustrates an evidence-based practice that results in better consumer outcomes. Again, everyone at Anderson High, I guess it was 13 years ago when I was a senior, was sat down for a couple of hours for a week. So, let me see, 7 times 2 is 14 hours. Electrodes hooked to the head, watching a computer screen. Sounds like freedom. And I was found to be okay, but it was kind of a Goals 2000 system as well. They told me what I should be. They told me I should be a school teacher. How surprising, adding to their ranks. The TMAP started in 95 as an alliance of individuals from the pharmacological industry at the University of Texas in the Mental Health and Correction System of Texas. Well, that can't be, because they were doing it years before that to me, folks, and again, right here in Austin. I must have been one of the pilot schools, you know. Also was praised by the American Psychiatric Association, the same people that have come out and said pedophilia isn't bad, who called for increased funding to implement the overall plan. But the Texas project sparked controversy when a Pennsylvania government employee revealed state officials with influence over the plan had received money and perks from drug companies who stand to gain from it. Well, they run the program. The drug company doctor there scanning your brain. Alan Jones, an employee of the Pennsylvania Office of the Inspector General, says in his whistleblower report the potential pharmacological alliance, the political pharmacological alliance, that developed the Texas Project, which promotes the use of newer, more expensive antidepressants and antipsychotic drugs, was behind the recommendation of the New Freedom Commission, which were poised to consolidate the TMAP effort into a comprehensive national policy to treat mental illness with expensive, patented medications of questionable benefit and deadly side effects, and to force private insurers to pick up more of the tab. Well, I mean, if parents know now that many of the injections your children are given have 250 times safe levels of mercury, I mean, you'll give them deadly antipsychotics that cause death in many cases, a massive increase in suicide, heart expansion, brain shrinkage, retardation of growth and mental aptitude. So what? I mean, you know, it's freedom. It's new freedom. You're not against new freedom, are you? You're not. It's like the Patriot Act. It's a patriot. You're not against patriots, are you? You're not against torture. It's a loving thing we do. You're not against war. It brings us peace. You're not. Don't be smart. That's Al-Qaeda-ish. Ignorance is strength. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoy yourselves.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yachtboy 400 PE Worldband Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yachtboy 400 PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340, or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
Welcome back, folks. 33 minutes and 20 seconds into this first hour. We've got Jim Godstein, Vice President and CEO of the Law Project for Psychiatric Rights, joining us. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to have Dr. Grace Johnson coming on to talk about, well, this Brave New World situation. And again, we've aired the last speech that Aldous Huxley ever gave at Berkeley in 1962, the author of Brave New World from 1933, saying that the book was about the plans government had then for forced drugging and mind control. And again, he was in government, his brother was in government, the first head of UNESCO in the late 1940s. I mean, this is the plan. This is control. It's not just that these companies want to sell drugs to us and force us to take them, but they're also owned by the military-industrial complex. And now I can sit here and read this Associated Press article where they're going to force basically everybody on this stuff. Already 1 in 10 people in England are on these drugs, and the numbers are racing towards that point here in the United States. And federal courts are ruling that you have to take this stuff. And, one doctor's in this article talking about, again, deadly side effects. And they're not just talking about Ritalin and Prozac now. that increases suicide and causes heart attacks and all the stuff that we've gone over here, the horrible things. Now it's these new antipsychotics. And I remember the governor of Oregon 3 years ago, who's a psychiatrist himself, saying, we need to look at the population, and 1 in 7 women is going to have a mentally ill child. By environmental points and by being poor, we can look at who's at risk and start drugging of one-year-olds. I remember reading the governor's press release. I thought I had fallen into some type of time warp and was in Brave New World or something. But again, this says it started in Texas in 95. Well, that's not true, folks, because I was graduating from high school 13 years ago, and they hooked the whole school up, all the seniors, for several hours a day for an entire week, with electrodes on our heads, watching a computer, being asked questions, and I was put through this, and my parents weren't asked. I never even told them about it. What's going on now in 2004, ladies and gentlemen? What's going on now? So we're about to go to Jim Godstein here in just a second. We're honored to have him. Before I do that, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month, PrisonPlanet.tv. We put Paul Watson's 324-page book on the site last night. We're putting my book, Descent into Tyranny, up today. So you sign up and you get to download the book or read the book online. We put up several new weekly television reports, hour-long reports that I've done, one analyzing 1984 this week and how that feeds into the real world and why Eric Blair, known as George Orwell, was so accurate because he'd worked for the government, the communists, the fascists, the empire itself, all different sides of the equation, as well as the BBC, that inside view of propaganda. And we're going to be putting George Humphrey's new video that's incredible, 9/11, The Great Illusion, up there tomorrow. America, Wake Up or Waco is going up tonight. And next week, I'm putting another film up there. So sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv today. Right now, you can get Order Out of Chaos, the 300-plus page book, and dozens of TV reports we've done, and all my films are up there right now. Also, I've made 10 films, written a book, published another book. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Order the books or videos. You're authorized to make copies of my videos for nonprofit educational purposes. These are professional films, footage that's aired, on the Trio Network, on National British and Japanese television. These are powerful videos that are predominantly censored here in America. You need to have them. Here's the toll-free number: 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. My films are $25.95 a piece, $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles. Again, that's 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, going to Jim Godstein, Vice President and CEO of the Law Project for Psychiatric Rights, to talk about this chilling, this frightening development to test all men, women, and children, forcing it on the children first. This is all part of the drug testing all the children. This is the Orwellian / Brave New World Huxleyan system. Jim, good to have you on with us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Just in a nutshell, tell us a little bit about yourself, your organization, websites, and then launch into your expert opinion on the situation with this drug company takeover of the schools.
Well, I'm an attorney, and the Law Project for Psych Rights, or psychrights.org, is a public interest law firm dedicated to attacking through the legal system unwarranted, court-ordered psychiatric drugging. We have a situation here where literally tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people are forced to take these drugs, and it's not these antidepressants, it's the antipsychotics that you mentioned before that are very, very debilitating, have very, very dangerous side effects, and reduce lifespan significantly.
Well, did you hear when the governor 3 years ago in Oregon, a psychiatrist himself, said that 1 in 7 newborns need to be put on these?
Well, I think people have kind of lost sight of how ridiculous some of this stuff is. I mean, how is it possible that, 15% of the country are mentally ill. It's, you know, there's been this supposed epidemic of mental illness, and it just makes absolutely no sense. And when you look into it, you see that it's really a pharmaceutical drug industry marketing effort, really.
That's one layer of the onion, sir. Would you not agree that, I mean, the Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, the Nazis are really the first to do this, arresting hundreds of thousands. Oh, you don't like Hitler? You're mentally ill. We're going to drug you and put you in solitary confinement.
Well, it's, you know, a lot of people find it hard to believe that things that are happening the way that they are in this country. I don't know about that, but I think it's very clear that our society as a whole has really gotten to the point where there's a very narrow range of acceptable behavior and even beliefs to a certain extent. And if you don't fit with that, then people, you know, want to say that you're mentally ill. And like what you're doing and get you locked up and drugged.
Give us your organization's website, sir.
It's psychrights.org, psychrights.org.
We've got a link to that on Infowars.com as well. Now, for those that don't know, I have a lot of friends. It's in the newspaper all the time. I talk to neighbors. I mean, their child acts up a little bit, so they demand, the school demands, no doctor, that you put your child on Ritalin and say, here's the school's doctor, go to him. And then they do this, and it causes heart palpitations, the heart enlarges, the brain shrinks. I mean, these are admitted. Prozac is now admitted, as well as some other drugs, to increase suicide risk. I mean, this is all out there. Now they want even more deadly drugs to be pushed. And, please get into this new program, this new freedom. Talk about Orwellian terms. And then I just wanted to add that, you know, they say it comes out of Austin, Texas. This was, the entire school went through this when I was a senior in high school, sir. This has been going on for decades.
Well, you have a couple of questions there. One with respect to these antidepressants like Prozac, Paxil, et cetera. They not only cause the things that you mentioned, but they actually cause psychosis. They cause people to lose contact with reality. It's a well-known effect. And so rather than help a lot of people, some people they actually make worse, and then they get into the mental health system and they get increasingly severe treatments with the heavier drugs and even electroshock sometimes.
Did you ever read Philip K. Dick's book, A Scanner Darkly?
No.
It's being made into a film right now, but in A Scanner Darkly, there's a group in the government that puts out this drug that ruins your mind, and they get you and put you in their slave camp. I mean, that's a good analogy of this.
I think I'll take a look at that. There's a book called Mad in America, Bad Science, Bad Medicine, and the Enduring Mistreatment of the Mentally Ill by Robert Whittaker, who was the science medicine writer for the Boston Globe when he wrote it, which is really an astoundingly good book about how we treat people that are diagnosed with mental illness. Now, back to the what's called the TMAP program that started out in Texas and then which Alan Jones uncovered the corruption in Pennsylvania. What that is about is it's supposedly this set of questions and answers that basically is supposed to regularize or make predictable what kind of drugs are to be prescribed. And what it really does is drive the decisions to what are called the atypicals or the newer neuroleptics, which just so happen to still have patent protection, and therefore the drug companies can charge a lot more money for them.
Now let me just add a point to this New Freedom Project that is New Tyranny, a New Mind Control Project is what I would bill it as. We have to understand that, you know, it's a big deal to have a judge say, because, you know, your wife wants your money or your husband wants your money and they want to claim you're mentally ill, so they go to their judge who they're dating and, you know, say, put my husband in our psychiatric facility, you know, to screen him to see if he's mentally ill. You know, that takes a court order. That's a big deal. This is a system to make all adults, and starting where they talk about having a captive audience, they actually say that, in the public schools to make you go through a system, whereas if it was a criminal investigation or a psychiatric investigation, you'd have to have a court order or something. This is actually a screening project, and the parents aren't even going to be asked. They're just going to make this part of the education. Again, it's like some horrible science fiction movie.
Well, the new Freedom Commission, I agree, it's an interesting name, kind of Orwellian, is somewhat of a mixed bag. There was actually a recommendation that the long-term effects of these drugs really need to be studied, because none of these drugs have really been, well, let me put it this way, approval of these drugs is based on basically six-week trials, and these trials are kind of, they're rigged, I think is a fair way to say.
Well, the drug companies run their own trials.
That's right. And see, the great thing about what's coming out about these, what's called the SSRI, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which are these antidepressants that have been coming out, the Paxil and Prozac and all that, is that they've really started to look into how these the drug companies rig them. And one of the things that they do is they hide the studies that turn out badly. And the other thing that they do is that they really cook the numbers. For example, if someone, these studies basically compare the drugs to someone what's on called a placebo, which is basically a sugar pill or an inert pill. And so what they do in this case is what they call wash out people that respond to placebo. So the ones that really do well on the placebo, they take out, from the test.
And those studies, I've read those studies on air, those actually show that statistically sugar pill works better than Prozac. And I would go back to back up what you said earlier, in the 82, 83 trials of Prozac showed a huge increase in suicide, and that was covered up.
Right. Well, one of the things that I think people don't really think about in terms of placebo is that actually placebos can be very powerful medicine. And of course, they're not dangerous. There's a very famous study, I think, in the 20s, an industrial management one, was it by Taylor or Skinner or someone, where they were testing different things on workers on the production line to see what worked. And it turns out that everything worked. And again,
in the 20s and 30s, testing on workers to make them better worker ants, bees, in factories. And again, when did Huxley write Brave New World? In the 30s, and he said in a speech, this is the government plan. I've been in the government. This is what we plan to do to you by 2000. And now it's 2004, and it's happening.
Well, you know, there's some other things that I could mention, too. I mean, you I don't think you've even talked about the implantable year-long drug that I forget which company is working on, where they get a court order to implant a time-release capsule in your body to release these neuroleptics over the course of a whole year.
Now, this is the new freedom.
It's not really out of the new freedom. It's a
That's a term I've always used. Is the new freedom. The new freedom is being a slave, and now they call the program new freedom. But I call this whole new world order the new freedom myself. But yes, I did see that. And now last week, for depression, we put a port in your neck, hooked into your brain. And we run these wires in, and it's a little system, and there's going to be court orders because we say you're depressed to take this brain implant. I'm sure you're aware of that.
Right.
Did you see that last week? I mean, we're entering hell. Sir, I don't mean to be going, this is driving me crazy. Maybe I need an implant right now because of this. I mean, they're openly. Yeah, tell us about the time-released implants.
Well, I think I just did. The drug companies, I forget which one, are testing a delivery device that they can implant in people so that it will release over the course of a year. And the reason for that is they call it non-compliance. You know, these drugs are very, very debilitating. Most people, when they see people that have been diagnosed with serious mental illness, and recognize them, what they're really seeing is the effect of the drugs, you know, the kind of the zombie-like state and even literally slobbering. and drooling and
now they're going to give
those are the drugs, and so people don't like them, and so they can't get them to take them. And so they say, oh, well, we'll make them take them by putting this device that releases it for a year.
And by the way, I remember reading that article a few months ago. They said they're going to implant it deeply in the body so you can't even dig it out, folks. I mean, I'm living in a scary science fiction movie. But I'm not eating popcorn, Mr. Godstein.
Right. Yeah, no, I know. I mean, this is what psych rights is trying to fight. And I think it's basically... not legal what they're doing. It's unconstitutional what they're doing, and there are reasons why the trial courts have looked away from it, and that's, in my view, because they've been sold this bill of goods that this is really good for people and it's what people need, when in fact it's not.
Well, we better start organizing now and educating people now, because, I mean, take the vaccines, 250 times safe level of mercury in the MMR and in the flu shot. They've actually increased it, not taken it out. And if parents will do that when it's known to brain damage children, they're going to do this. I mean, what is wrong with us? Stay there, Jim. I want to get into your website and of how to fight this with you when we get back. We're honored to have you.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cup behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Folks, Bush Sr. is on the board of Eli Lilly, the manufacturer of one of these antipsychotics, the drugs recommended in the plan, the group that helped fund the setup of this in Texas, now spreading to other states. The elder Bush, again, was a member of Lilly's board of directors, and President Bush appointed Lilly's chief executive officer, Sidney Turrell, to the Homeland Security Council, part of the Homeland Drugginess. And it says of Lilly's $1.6 million in political contributions in 2000, 82% went to Bush and the Republican Party. And again, the Bushes are on the boards of these big private prison industries, where they then pack the private prisons. So if they can't get you in prison, they're going to say you're mentally ill. You understand they're going to implant you? They're going to put in ports in your neck and put wires into your brain? Folks, you saw it on the news last week. Testing all the children. They're already starting universal drug testing, getting them used to, you know, doctors seeing your children on a weekly basis, interviewing them, police in all the schools now, having them write journals about their family life. What's in the medicine cabinet? What do mommy and daddy do? Do they spank you? I mean, this is a kind of a super Nazi Soviet system of control, getting you into their system, which they then also own. We've got Jim Godstein, Vice President of, and CEO of the Law Project for Psychiatric Rights, and we're going to be joined by Dr. Grace Jackson coming up, and he's going to be with us as well. Jim, getting more into the connections in government to this, and the big drug companies setting this up and basically running this, I mean, this is so obvious, so transparent, and these drugs are admittedly so deadly. But the general public isn't informed. How do we inform people? How do we warn people?
Well, I think that the what you're doing is great, and the Internet is really a great way to disseminate information. For example, on the psychrights.org website, we have a webpage called Scientific Research by Topic, and we actually pull the full articles out and scan them if we have to, or download them and stuff under the fair use doctrine of the copyright laws, and post the whole articles there so that people have access to this information if they know where to go and get it. For example, one of the things that we post are studies that show that most of the relapses, psychotic relapses of people on the drugs when they quit taking the drugs, you hear all the time about how they quit taking their drugs and they, you know, then they did something terrible. Well, it turns out that that is more often than not really the withdrawal from the drug. It's these drugs cause changes in the brain.
Well, every mass shooter we've seen has been on the drugs.
Or recently off.
It puts them into this mesmerized, I mean, Prozac is listed as in the hallucinogen family. It puts you into this mesmerized dream world.
Well, there's no question that that it causes, it both causes psychosis for some people when they're given it, and it even causes more psychosis for people when they go off of them. And if this is true of like this category of drugs that you talk about, the antidepressants, and also particularly true of the neuroleptics as well.
Well, I know people who go on one of these drugs, they get worse, they're doing crazy things, you know, freaking out, and then they end up on four drugs. And then they end up, people who were just a little depressed, 5 years later are in a mental institution.
That's right. That's exactly right.
It's absolutely incredible, Jim. And the mainstream media just seems to love this. I mean, they won't tell people because they're owned by the drug companies. The mainstream media is has a lot of the same people on their boards that are on the drug company boards.
Yeah, and I think, you know, at a certain point, you know, I'm still hopeful that at a certain point they'll have to recognize it and some of the stuff that's going on. I think we're seeing it a little bit because of...
Well, stay there. We got a break, sir. What about parents saying, you're not going to test my child, you pieces of filth? Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine,
benzene, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.